This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Today, let's look at another question about the law of God in Romans 7:7. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? That question was raised because of what Paul stated in verse 5. The sinful passions aroused by the law were at work in our bodies so that we bore fruit for death. Since the law stimulates sinful passions, is the law sin? Paul responds, certainly not. Then explains, I would not have known what sin was except through the law. The law exposes sin. It declares a standard and holds us accountable. Paul, as a religious man, tried hard to live by the law and thought he was doing okay. Suddenly, when he read, do not covet, his conscience was pricked, reminding him of every kind of covetous desire. He began to realize he coveted many things. Though intellectually aware of the law, he obeyed it perfunctorily. Then the law, like a switch, turned the lights on in his heart. Suddenly, he remembered his prior life. Once I was alive, apart from law. He was admitting in verse 9 that he was a happy sinner, oblivious of his own failure, motivationally and behaviorally. By exposing him to his real self, the law did a good thing. It couldn't change him, but it showed him his need for a change in his heart. It prepared him to receive life as a gift. By exposing our shortcomings, the law points us to our need to depend upon God's grace. It is found only in Jesus Christ.